In most cases, a novel or biography inspires a film. But for journalist and author Will Haygood, the sequence has been dramatically different. A November 7th, 2008 article by Haygood in the Washington Post inspired the Lee Daniels film, The Butler. And then Haygood went back to write the book, The Butler, A Witness to History. Dave Mistich has more about the author, his subject, and the lengths he went through to tell a story that's been captivating the nation.
Growing up in Columbus, Ohio, and graduating from Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, Haygood took his first job in journalism as a copy editor at the Charleston Gazette. It was while here in West Virginia that Haygood began focusing on arts and human interest stories. Eventually, he went on to jobs in larger markets, like Pittsburgh and Boston, before winding up in the nation's capital at the Washington Post. While on the presidential campaign trail in 2008, following then-U.S. Senator Barack Obama, Haygood turned his attention to other timely and culturally relevant topics.
I wanted to find somebody, an African-American, who had worked in the White House during the era of segregation, because I thought that story juxtaposed against the story of the first African-American president in the country would be a pretty powerful story.
And so Haygood launched a nationwide search to find a subject that could illuminate the historical gravity of what he saw as Obama's impending victory.
I was essentially looking for a ghost because I didn't have a name. And then eventually somebody in Florida mentioned the name of Eugene Allen and told me that he lived in the Washington, D.C., Maryland region. I tracked him down.
Haygood says unraveling the story of the now famous butler took a special level of care he had rarely, if ever, experienced before.
My grandparents raised me, so I lived in their house as a kid, you know, so I knew the value of being patient. And Mr. and Mrs. Allen were elderly people by the time I reached them. And so I kind of had a sense that, you know, it might not be the best thing to do to sit down and start trying to grab information out of them. And so I was very patient. Matter of fact, they wanted to watch a couple TV shows, game shows, before we actually got the interviews underway. And then there were several hours before he took me down the basement and showed me this room, with all sorts of memorabilia.
By the end of the day that his original article was published, a mere 3 days after Obama's win, calls began to pour in from Hollywood executives. Haygood says it was partly a matter of timing mixed with a cultural and historical juxtaposition too important to ignore.
He was a character that nobody had heard about, you know, and he was a character who had seen vivid American history up close. He lived at the most powerful address in the country, and yet in the 50s and early 60s, he could go to his native Virginia and have to use a segregated bathroom. And so the twin engines of those two narratives, Obama winning and Mr. Allen's life story, I think proved a real magnet to Hollywood interest.
And so Haygood was enlisted as a researcher and associate producer for Lee Daniels' film, The Butler. It was an experience that he says was difficult to believe.
I don't think anyone can ever say that they dreamed of being on a movie set with six Oscar winners and making a movie based on a story that you wrote. You know, it's just too unreal to even think that. And so, you know, there's some mornings I still have to pinch myself.
As production on the film began, Haygood decided to put together a full-length written treatment of Eugene Allen's incredible story. Haygood's book, The Butler, A Witness to History, was released in June, and Daniels' film adaptation of the story was released in August. Through it all, Haygood says he cherishes the opportunity to meet and tell the story of the White House butler, who endured 8 presidencies and witnessed the moments that shaped our nation and culture.
It was a pretty astonishing find to come across a man who nobody knew about, who had almost, you know, had this sort of Forrest Gump-like life. You know, he was there during all these epical moments of White House history for 34 years, and it was just a special story to do.
Haygood has also written award-winning biographies on the enigmatic New York Congressman Adam Clayton Powell Jr. and famed member of the Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr. His latest book, Sweet Thunder, The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Robinson, is currently in the developmental stages for a film. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.